Okay, I left Harare on Wednesday around 6 a.m. and I traveled to Zambia. And in Zambia, I encountered some problems, but they rectified. I then passed through Tanzania, and on the Tanzanian border, the authorities, when I told them that I was in transit to go to Burundi, then Rwanda. So when I mentioned the Burundi, they just thought maybe I'm one of the terrorists, or they just didn't want to throw caution to the wind. So they said my bag, and I was scanned, and they asked me some questions. So when they were satisfied that I was really going for a soccer tournament in Rwanda, they gave me a police escort to the bus terminal so that I can get a lift to a place called Mbeya.
We understand you were briefly interrogated by the Rwandan troops. What happened at the border?
Okay, as soon as I entered into Rwanda, I blew my vuvuzela in celebration that I'm finally here. So when the soldiers heard the sound of the vuvuzela, they probably thought something else. So they came with a truckload, with a truck full of soldiers. And when they discovered that I was a soccer fan from Zimbabwe and I come for the soccer tournament, they were actually excited. They started asking me questions. Oh, you know, Robert Mugabe, come from Zimbabwe all the way by road. And they were so excited, so they started taking pictures one by one, pictures with me. And they also arranged transport for me to travel from the border to the capital, which is Kigali.